also advantageous that it happened on the first live.
Yeah,
so you can
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, this was the first day, and I was in there on the first live, the first rep, so kind of had to bring it and represent for the running backs.
And you had that play where you kind of lowered your shoulder and got a few extra yards. I think it was Terrence Brooks was the safety. How important is it to show something like that and kind of get the offense fired up?
I think it's very important, but I think especially with me just being able to load my shoulder and run through guys and get those positive yards after contact, I think it's very important. I think that's what Deuce want to see more out of me, for being aggressive, being a physical runner guy, and being a workhorse.
So fair or not, like, I guess you play in a offensive system, and you know, people don't think defense is play defense in the Big 12, et cetera. Is that, do you have, like, to come in here and like prove that you can do stuff after first contact?
Yeah, I definitely think I got to prove that. Yeah, I think each and every running back has to prove that we can come in and do that, because that's what this offense requires. You got to run the ball between the tackles, outside the tackles. Got to hit guys. You got to make guys miss. So I think everyone plays like that in this running back room.
Whose blood is that?
Oh, that's mine. that's my blood. I just I was getting an IV and blood popped out a little bit.
When they signed LeGarrette, it was like late into the spring. And what were you thinking about that? What it meant about you in terms of feelings of you?
I think it meant a lot to us guys, bringing blood in and knowing what he could do, knowing how successful he was last year, and what kind of back he is, what element he brings to this offense. So I think we kind of took to it. We were happy to have him in the offense, and I know me and Scrooge was excited, and that we just get to add that competition. And that's all I took it as, is making the team better, making the room better, and I think that just elevates everyone's game.
You weren't thinking that, like, yeah, this is my job.
I wasn't thinking that as like bringing somebody in to have another role, and I know Doug requires something on every single running back, and I know with him, bringing him to the room, it did nothing but make it better. So I wasn't thinking like that.
What's the biggest difference between you now and last training camp?
I think I'm more mentally there, more focused, more prepared, knows what's required of me. I'm not saying I got it all figured out, but I think I'm no more what's going to be required of me.
How does that manifest itself on the field, though?
I think it manifests a lot, yeah. Knowing where to focus at, knowing when I'm tired, got to pick it up, knowing how to dig deep, and knowing what I'm going to be expected to do, and probably trying to go farther than that.
What do you think your role on this team is going to be? Is it just going to be returning kicks and maybe third or fourth running back, or is it going to, you know, what do you think?
Whatever it requires, man. I'm just happy to be on the team, but I know whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to be able to do it, and going to try to work my hardest to get stuff done.
What do you have to do to get on the field more on third down? Like, I mean, the blocking, do you feel like that's coming along?
I think with anything, you got to be able to show them you could do whatever, block, catch, run. I got to be able to show them that, and I think the more that they're trust in me, and the more I'm going to be on the field. So that's what it's all about, actually, just earning that trust.
How big was that touchdown at the end of that live?
It was good. I was wondering which one of the running backs was going to get in the end zone today, and we had a long drive, and I know they were getting wore down a little bit, and so were we. So it was good to cross that line for the first time.
Who just slipped? Did you see? Is it Means?
Yeah, I think Means. I felt somebody hit my ankles, man. But I know I didn't have all my gas in the tank, but I'm glad I stayed up. I felt someone hit me.
What did you learn from your rookie year most about yourself?
Just that I don't feel I was ready for that long goal, that long season. It's a long season. And I think after every practice, it's about getting to the next one, being prepared for the next one, not going in not ready. So I think you just got to take it day by day, and you got to get your body back after every practice. And that's what I've been more focused on, of getting back ready for tomorrow. So starting at the end of that whistle yesterday, today I'm going to be getting ready for tomorrow and come back maybe even better than I was yesterday.
You said Deuce would like to see you finish more. Is that the number one thing he harps on with you? Is another thing that you're always hearing from?
Yeah, he harps on me about a lot, actually. But I think finishing is the most, because I watch myself and we watch film together, and I think from the start of the play, I'm pushing, and then you can kind of see me ease up a little bit, like in the open field and things like that. I kind of don't push as hard as I do to get past the D line and all that. So I think just keeping that first gear and keep turning it up every time, not getting lax or anything like that. So I think that's big with me, and I feel myself doing it. So when he points it out, it's definitely a problem. So we're going.
I mean, you caught a lot of passes in college. We didn't see much of that last year. Do you still feel like that's an area where you can contribute?
Yeah, I definitely think that's an area where I contribute. I mean, we all know I could catch the ball, and I think I have to start being more into that. So my routes have to be better. My technique has to be better. The catching the ball is the last thing you got to do. So I think the stuff before catching the ball I need to work on to be able to get those routes and get the things I want to do and showcase that my ability to do that.
You caught one on the first drive, right? The first.
Yeah, I caught one on the first drive. I think it was a screen. Screen, but just being able to do it, man, you got to show it. So then it'd be in the game plan.